Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
States like Arizona and Texas and Georgia are in play in a very real way for the first time ever.
The Biden campaign is betting on 16 swing states this November, even ones that previously seemed solidly red. Campaign manager Jen O'Malley-Dillon says the strategy includes protecting states that Democrats won in 2016, winning back states that switched from Barack Obama to Donald Trump, and picking up some that are newly competitive.
We are ahead in Florida, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Arizona. Now, I would love to win all of these states, but we don't have to win all of these states in order to win 270 electoral votes. We just need to win two or three of them in order to take us over the top.
Down ballot and largely considered red states, more Senate races now appear up for grabs in Georgia and even Iowa, says journalist Jacob Rubashkin from Inside Elections.
It's not that Democrats have to sweep the table of competitive races now. They actually have options, as it were. Obviously, they'd like to win all of them, but now you can afford losses in some competitive races and still manage to take back the majority.
Rubashkin thinks if people feel negatively about the president's pandemic response come November, that will impact down ballot candidates as well.
Even if the virus is more under control by the time the election rolls around, even if we've flattened the curve, the economic ramifications will still be felt incredibly.
The Lancet, a leading and highly esteemed medical journal, wrote a rare editorial criticizing President Trump's coronavirus response. To catch up with the Trump campaign's fundraising advantage, the Biden Victory Fund announced a joint agreement between the campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and state committees. It allows pooled giving so individual donors can contribute more than 110 times the normal legal limit of $5,600 to an individual committee. O'Malley-Dillon says it will streamline political giving.
We're collaborating in any way we can on our strategies, on our way to virtually organize, looking at sharing resources and supporting candidates up and down the ballot.
The challenge of fundraising during a pandemic is partly why Michigan's Republican turned independent, Representative Justin Amash, announced this week he won't be pursuing a presidential bid with the Libertarian Party. Republican self-identified Never Trumpers say they will hold their own political convention in August. Congressional Democrats are launching an investigation into Trump's latest dismissal of an independent government watchdog. The president fired his fourth inspector general, another late-night Friday announcement. This time it was State Department Inspector General Steve Linick. Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson chairs the House Homeland Security Committee. He was critical of the oustings at a town hall earlier this month.
The inspector generals, without fear of being fired for doing their job, could do a better job. There are so many oversight responsibilities and checks and balances put into place that this executive, through President Trump, has just totally ignored.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.